continuing the conversation now. And so good to have you along for it. You know, the arguments over health care, they date back now, obviously, to Obamacare and prior to that. But as we go forward, the concern is not to repeat the mistakes of the past. Repealing parts of Obamacare, that has happened. But we find ourselves at a place where a lot of folks are calling for Medicare for all and systemic changes in a variety of places. But what's right? What's wrong? We're going to sort it out with Dr. David Hochberg, a former senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Give me an idea. You know, these health care plans, these initiatives, these ideas, some work, but certainly there are mistakes that have been made that we should be able to learn from. But I wonder if we ever do.
Well, I certainly much of the political left never does. I mean, we've had constant, pretty consistent government expansion into healthcare over many decades now. And all we've seen is the price of healthcare and health insurance go up constantly. And what are they doing now? But, you know, many of them are pitching for, you know, nationalized health insurance. They're calling it Medicare for all. But, you know, don't be fooled. It's basically, you know, government-run health care. And, you know, that imposes a lot of costs on people, particularly the people who tend to be, rather sick. A government-run health care system tends to impose the greatest costs on people who are quite sick.
So let's be honest about this. I mean, you look at the pricing continues to get higher and higher. The cost of insurance goes higher and higher. Deductibles are higher. Because we don't have any truth in pricing, the one thing that I think is quite clear is that Obamacare never addressed the one important thing, and that's affordability. It was called the Affordable Care Act, but affordability and truth in pricing has never been addressed properly, in my estimation. Your thoughts?
Oh, well, that's absolutely true, and I don't know that the government can really address it. I mean, certainly not with an approach like Obamacare. It's trying, you know, government's trying to make something more affordable, which, you know, government is incapable of doing. Only the free market can do that, and, you know, if we were to really learn, you know, what we need to do on health care, it would be, you know, getting government out of the way, changing tax laws that encourage, you know, the buying of very pricey health insurance, which drives up the cost of health care, and switch to a system where people pay for their health insurance directly, where they pay for more of their care, especially the lower cost items, more directly. Then we would be much closer to a free market system, and all that entails, you know, driving down, you know, producers, providers find ways to drive down costs and at the same time improve quality, like you see in every other market.
Well, sure, but one of those things has to be, I mean, when you go into the hospital, and I, you know, I'm a bit accident prone, I'll be honest with you, David. I tend to stub my toe a lot. And so when I end up in the emergency room checking out the facilities and the quality of care, I have found that the truth in pricing is a problem because you don't know. You know, what does a night in the hospital cost? What does this medication cost? What does this procedure, this test, this exam cost? There's no truth in pricing. It's completely blind. You have no idea what you're paying.
Oh, I agree. And again, that is because we have this system where, you know, we don't pay for health care directly, and we need some major change in that direction. I mean, when we don't pay, when, you know, the consumer, the patient, doesn't pay for the health care directly, the provider, in this case the hospital, has no incentive to be transparent with their prices. And I need to mention this here. The Senate is actually going to make this problem somewhat worse. There's a bill before the Senate now called the Lower Healthcare Costs Act, and it's kind of a repeat of Obamacare in that people could, if this bill becomes law, people could end up losing their doctors in the sense that doctors will not be covered by their healthcare plans. Now, what this bill is supposed to do is it's supposed to protect patients from unexpected medical bills that result when they receive emergency care that is out of network. That is, their insurance company doesn't cover. Now, to do this, the bill imposes a price control on insurers. It forces them to pay the median price they pay for a service to any out of network provider. So let's say you end up in the hospital and your physician comes by to check on you. If that physician visit is not covered, if it's out of network, then the insurer simply pays the median price to that physician that it pays to all physicians in its network for such a visit.
Okay.
And when you think about it, it gives two perverse incentives to insurers to get rid of their more higher priced providers. First, by eliminating higher priced doctors from their networks, the median price they're going to pay for doctor services drops. And second, by eliminating those higher-priced doctors from their networks, those doctors then become out-of-network. So a patient goes to see one of those out-of-network doctors now. The insurer only has to pay that doctor the much lower median price as opposed to the higher price the insurer was paying the doctor when that doctor was in-network. And if that happens, patients are going to find that more and more of their doctors won't be covered under their insurance plans, much like what happened in early 2014 when Obamacare kicked in. And, not only were people losing their insurance, people were losing, finding that, the doctors,
so the new
doctors
plan,
were no longer covered under their plans.
The new plan is just as clear as mud.
Yeah,
and just as clear
absolutely.
As the last plan. You know, we go through these changes, these updates, they morph into something different, and it's just as confusing as the last time around, and it's ever more expensive. And I don't know, are we ever going to solve this? We've got about 30 seconds left. I'll give you the last word. Do we ever solve this mess ever with government?
Not with government. It's going to involve, getting government out of the way, involve giving more dollars to patients so they can control their own health care dollars. But I have to admit, I'm not particularly optimistic. The history of the last couple of decades seems to be one of ever-growing involvement in health care. And, I don't see that trend stopping.
Got to leave it there, Dr. David Hochberg. Greatly appreciated from the National Center for Public Policy Research. This is the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.